1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians, and let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter. Let me get to it. First Corinthians chapter 12. It says, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away onto these dumb idols, even as you were led." We have in America, you got American Idol, got people making idols out of men, making idols out of Hollywood, different movie stars. And we had a girl who used to come to church here, believe it or not. She said God called her to go to the movie stars of Hollywood to win them to Jesus. I said, you won't even get close to them. You won't even get close to them. And they wouldn't even care, you know, but she never did it. She just wanted to get famous and be around somebody famous. And they need to get saved. You can pray for them, no doubt. You can pray for them that they might get saved. But there's people are hung up on idols. And we had a lady that, you see Tom Selleck on TV. I had a friend of mine. He went to Bible school with me. And his wife was on a plane coming back from Greece. They were missionaries to Greece. And her name is Theolopoulos. And she was on the plane. She used to, her sister or cousin was on Hee Haw one time. They were singing, this woman can sing. She can really barrel it out. And she was down when I was going to Bible school. Her name is Judy Theolopoulos. We just called her Judy Theros. But she could sing it out and she could really sing. So she was on a plane coming back from Greece. And there, lo and behold, there's Tom Selleck sitting on the plane. And she's witnessing everybody on the plane, and this is what she told us. And she said that she sat down, and Tom Selleck called her up there and said, sit down next to me here. And she started witnessing to him, and I thought, yeah, he's just trying to get a hookup or something. But, he started listening, and she said he got all choked up, and when she told him he was going to go to hell and need to get saved. And so... when they got to California, where she was going back to her family to see her family or something, she said, Tom Selleck said, can I see you again? Can I talk to you? Would you talk to your husband? Can I talk to your husband? Ask him if it's all right. You tell me about what you're telling me. So she went to Dave Gilbert's church out there in Los Angeles, and Dave Gilbert was telling us that a limousine pulled up out there and picked her up, and she went and met him at a restaurant. She called her husband, make sure it was all right. And she said that he got saved there that night at a restaurant, weeping and crying, asking the Lord to save him. Now, I don't know. I don't know. You say, how do you know? These guys, they're so caught up. It's like a politician. You know, they get so caught up in stuff. He said, only can take his word for it that a person gets saved. Now, are they too high that they can't get saved? Or are they too low they can't get saved? No, anybody can get saved. But people got idols in their life. You can either make somebody your idol, make things an idol. You can get idols. And Paul's talking about dumb idols. They're dumb. They don't speak like Buddha. If people got idols, you see people with Mary statues and all that stuff, all them dumb idols. That's all they are. It's dumb. I wouldn't want to pray to some statue. People, you know, I went to a Catholic church up in Canada, and a guy says it's the largest in Montreal, and a guy took me in there. And he said, this is the largest Catholic church. And you go to any Catholic church, you'll go in there, you'll see people lighting candles for $3. It costs you money to light a candle, $3. And you light a candle and you pray that saint. They got saints for everything. They got saints for love and they got saints for this and, you know, all kinds of, you know, hemorrhoid saint and all that kind of stuff. They got all that stuff. And they, you know, you put $3 in and light a candle. And I'm watching these people. You know what it did for me? It pricked my heart to see it. I went in that Catholic church, and he said, when we went up there, he said, today, he said, nobody's beating themselves and crawling up the steps. If you ever really want to see it, Catholics, they carry the statue of Mary. They'll carry the cross. If somebody will nail themselves to the cross in South America. They won't nail. They'll just tie themselves, and they'll carry them around the town. And they'll, you know, try to emulate Jesus Christ, and they'll do all that stuff. And then they'll crawl on glass and try to beat themselves, mutilate themselves, and thinking it's going to appease God that you abuse yourself. That you ever notice people cutting themselves? You know, that's satanic, man. And they're trying to get, you say, well, it makes me, you know, feel like I'm, you know, punishing myself and all that stuff. It's satanic. All that stuff is satanic. and people were worshiping idols. And we was up there in Montreal, and he said, well, nobody's crawling up the steps today, nobody beating themselves. They'll have somebody beating them and all kinds of stuff, man. Aren't you glad you ain't got to go through that mess? I don't have to have nobody beat me. I beat myself enough. I mean, you and the world will beat you up. If you're saved, the world's going to beat you up. The world is just going to, in your flesh, you know, beat you up. And but anyway, we went in there, and these people are crying. I watched, man, it broke my heart. It really did. You go in there and see that stuff. I watched people, man, I just want to get down on my knees right beside them and say, hey, Jesus Christ died for you. All you got to do is call on him. And they're out there, they're praying to these idols, and they're praying this stuff. We went over to Catholic Church over in Washington, D.C. I took about 150 young people in there, and I said, just spread out. And you're supposed to call months ahead of time and go in there, and it drove security crazy. And they had every room. If you go into some of these churches, I'm telling you, you need to go. Go in there. They got these candles in the room, and they got Saint Christopher. They got Saint, you know, this and Saint that one, and Saint, you know, all these different saints, and they're praying to them, and it costs you $3. And there are people in there crying, and they mean it. They mean it with all their heart. And them Catholic people are good people. They need to get saved. They need to hear Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul's writing this. He said, man, you know, they're praying these dumb idols. And look what else he says. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away with these dumb idols even as you are led. Wherefore I give unto you understanding that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus Christ a curse. And that no man can say that Jesus Christ is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. I mean, when you say that, he's saying, man, when you say Jesus Christ is Lord, he's God. He is Lord God. He's by the Holy Ghost. And he said, I give you understanding, no man speaking by the Spirit of God can call Jesus Christ a curse. I've never ran into anybody that got saved and said, I wish I never got saved, or Jesus Christ, you blankety blank, you didn't treat me right. I've never heard anybody do that. Nobody. I've heard people say this, I ain't what I ought to be. I've been terrible. I've been a terrible Christian. And I know I got saved, but I just haven't been living right. That boy that got up here the other day, that Eric's friend that works with him, he said he probably got saved when he was younger, and he got backslid and got all these satanic symbols and all that junk, and then he got and prayed and asked God and got right. He would say, what would he say to you, Eric, when you told me he was going to go to hell? He said, I've worshipped Satan or something. Didn't he say something like that? He just laughed at you. But, you know, inside of him, he had the Holy Ghost. Amen. The guy's saved. You got the Holy Ghost of God. You ever notice when people get drunk, if they're saved and they're backslid, they get drunk and they're crying. Man, they're asking God to forgive them. They'll talk about God all day long. I had a guy who used to call me up drunk. Man, the only time he talked about God was when he was drunk. He called me up drunk and wanted to talk to him about God. I said, why don't you get sober and talk to me then? But when he got sober, he didn't want to talk about God. And it says, wherefore I give you understanding that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus Christ a curse, but no man can say that Jesus Christ is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts. God's given everybody a gift. Number one gift he gave you is salvation. That's the number one gift. Anybody can get that gift. Anybody can get that gift. And then on top of that, God gives you extra gifts. Gives you extra gifts. Everybody's got a gift. You got a gift. Some people got a gift to gab. You got a gift. Now, what, Cheryl, why did you look over at your husband for? Cheryl went like this. As soon as I said that, she went, He got a gift to gab, and that's a gift. Why? You can either use your tongue for God's glory, or you can use your tongue for the world and the flesh and yourself. If you use your tongue for God's glory, that's a blessing. Somebody got a gift to sing. You use your talent. If God gives you a talent to sing, you ought to use it for God, amen, not for the world. Amen. And you can see on American Idol and all this stuff, they say, well, where'd you learn how to play that? Where'd you learn how to sing like that? Well, I started out in church. Yep. Come on, man. Yep. Why, chasing after the money now, huh? I was in a restaurant one time, and a guy, I've told this story, it was over an Italian restaurant, and Billy and I were all sitting around there, and this guy was playing the piano in there and a little keyboard, and everybody's dancing on the dance floor in this Italian restaurant. And I said, that dude's got a good voice, the black brother. I said, he's got a good voice. And Billy said, yeah. He said, it'd be worth $10 to hear him sing How Great Thou Art. I said, yeah, man, give it to him. So Billy goes in there where the dance floor is, and he takes the money out, and he dangles it in his face. And the guy's playing the keyboard, and he says, hey, man, $10, sing How Great Thou Art. And the guy goes, he's playing, everybody's dancing. He's going, put it in his pocket. Yeah, man, I'll do it. So we're sitting there eating pizza. It was our favorite pizza shop. And we're sitting eating pizza. I said, Billy, he's not going to sing. Billy said, he better sing. I'll get my $10 back at him. And so we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, he waited for a low moment. And then he changed it over to organ. You know, and black churches, they like the organ. And they like to see that organ going. I mean, when I was going to school in South Carolina, that brother, Dr. Seidler, had that organ. Now, down south, too, they like that organ. That organ, the Hammond organ, that's what you want. The Hammond. And an organ played right is, man, it'll get you under conviction just hearing it. And, that old boy started playing. Dun. I said, oh, boy, here it goes. I mean, this restaurant's packed. And people on the dance floor, and they stood, and people here, people standing on the dance floor, and this guy starts with that, and they all go, what? They're waiting for the next song, come on. And they're waiting for that song, you know, some jukebox thing, come on. And he starts going, na 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 na. And I said, Billy, he's not going to sing it. He said, he better sing it. And man, he came along there, and he hit that first, he went through the first chorus, and then he came across, he said, oh, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. By this time, our table was like, man, we were getting, woo, yeah, yeah. And he got, then when he got that point, he said, then sings my soul, my Savior God, that he took it up. And man, we all stood up. It was 10 of us at the table. We all stood up and went, yeah, glory. And everybody in the restaurant was ducking and like, they ducked down. Man, people sticking their heads in their plates. And the manager came out, little Italian guy. It was called the Italian Inn. That manager came out and told the guy, said, you're fired. Get out of here. Fired him right on the spot. So we waited. He's packing up his stuff. I helped him carry his stuff out. Got that sucker fired. He playing his gig, man. He was got his gig gone. You know what I'm saying? And so we got out there. I'm helping him carry that stuff out. I said, brother, you got fired, huh? He said, yeah. He said, but I don't regret singing that song. I said, good. I said, where'd you start? He said, in church. I said, you took a step down, didn't you? Amen. He stopped. He said, what'd you say? I said, you took a step down.
Yeah.
Amen. He put his stuff down. He said, thank you for that rebuke. And we went on. We laughed all the way down the road. There are diversity of gifts, but the same spirit. You got a gift. It says the differences of ministration, but the same Lord. Everybody in this room, don't tell me you ain't got something that you God can use.
Amen.
You can't tell me that God can't use you for something. If you got a gift to gab, some people got, they got a following. People have a following. And that you ought to use that for God.
Amen.
But what happens is you're afraid if you start standing up for God, that you might lose your following. And there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. God's given you the Spirit of God. He's given you a gift. It's to profit with all for his glory. God's given some people talent to work on cars. Some people can do different things. Some people can do computer. I mean, use it for God's glory. Whatever it is. You say, well, I got to work a job. Work a job for God's glory. To one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom. You know, there's some certain people you think of when you're trying to make a decision. At least I hope you do. Somebody's got some wisdom that you want to get a hold of. And I hope you call somebody got some wisdom that know how to pray. Lord show you. Some people got, you know, we're supposed to, as we get older, we're supposed to have wisdom. Some people, you know, the Bible talks about the gray hair is supposed to be, you know, wisdom. But some, I've seen some guys with gray hair just stupid as the day is long. They're full of themselves, just stupid. They always make bad decisions. Always making the bad decision. And I've had guys, I've been around, I mean, saved people. And they're supposed to make right decisions. They've got, they're supposed to, you know, got winter time on your head. Supposed to learn, you supposed to have been through some things, tribulation, working patience, patience experience, experience hope, you know. You're supposed to have some wisdom, but they go out and do the same stupid stuff every time. Make the same stupid mistakes every time. My Lord, it's about time that God have mercy. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. I mean, having knowledge, being a, you know, the Bible says knowledge puffeth up, but knowledge, having knowledge is good for us. Knowing things, but don't let it go to your head. If you got wisdom, don't let it go to your head. Don't let you think that you arrived, because God's the one that gives it. It was His. The Bible talks about the wisdom from above. There's wisdom in the world. I had worldly wisdom before I was saved. I had worldly knowledge. I knew how to deal on the street. I knew all that stuff. I know how to. I'm trying to pull something on me. Man, I don't know the new fads. I don't know that. I've been out of the work of the things for a while. I don't know the new drugs out there. I don't know all that stuff. Now, Eric's probably more to know more stuff about what's going on the street. Some of the guys, you know, in here that's younger probably know more what's going on the street. But what's being pushed. But I still, you know, but we're talking about wisdom of God. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Everybody in this room can have a gift of faith. So how can we have that? Faith cometh by what? Hearing by the what? You can have more faith. Now, there's not a person in this room that can't have more faith. You can have it if you want it. And the only way you're going to get more faith is getting in this book. And then the trials of your faith being much more precious than gold. If you get more faith, you get a little up there a little stronger, and then you'll be in a trial. You'll go through a trial. You say, well, I ain't going to go up that far because I don't want to go through no trial. You're going to go through a trial whether you grow it. I'd rather have a little knowledge, a little understanding, a little faith, more faith. And if I have to go through something, at least I'll know how to handle it. Yeah. Most people just want to play ignorance. And ignorance don't work. It just always hurts you. But it says, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. God gives some people to know how to pray for somebody. And when the Bible tells us, that the apostles went out, they didn't have no, Jesus Christ had never had no, misfires. The apostles didn't have no misfires until the apostleship started running out, but it's not always God's will to heal everybody. We've seen a bunch of people get healed by prayer. We've seen a bunch of folks. It wasn't Benny Hinn come around slapping them in the head either. And God says to another, working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. Diverse tongues, you say, what is tongues? It's a language. Amen. That brother that got up here the other night from Zambia, that's why I said to him, how many languages can you speak? He said, six. Diverse kind of tongues. And he can interpret them. What a miracle. So, but all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. God gives it, and he give you knowledge. See, what most people want, they want God, just hit me with it, Lord. Hit me with it. Hit me with a gift. And I want to be the best at it. But they don't want to work at it. They don't want to study. They don't want to pray. They don't want to seek God. Why? Because those things get hard. It's hard at times. And it's a steady moving forward, steady fellowship with the Lord, and God will give you those things, give you whatever gift it is that you have. And he'll, you know, give you a word of wisdom. It's saying something, saying at the right time. The end of the Bible talks about saying the right words at the right time to somebody. You know, you can say the wrong words to somebody and cause them to maybe go out and kill themselves. Oh, you can say the right words and make somebody. Brother Eric will bring people in here, and he'll bring them to me to talk to them about salvation. And when I see him coming up, or I see somebody standing there, you know what I do? I don't say, "Well, my worldly wisdom, I can convince them." No, I start praying. God, let me say the right words to them, that the Holy Spirit will use it and go to their heart. That fellow that night that led me to the Lord, it was a former president of Hell's Angels. I got out of the car. I remember looking around, And he started walking towards me. And I said to John, is that him? And John said, that's him. And he walked up to me, and I know he was praying that he'd say the right words to me. He didn't know me from Adam, but he said the exact right words to me. You know what he said? He said, I heard about you. And I said, yeah. What'd you hear about me at? I went like this. Yeah, what'd you hear about me at? He said, I heard you were lost and on your way to hell and need to get saved. He said, one time in your life, won't you give up? I balled up my fist. He had my hand. And he said, one time in your life, won't you give up? My brother used to always say that to me. You give up? I said, no, I don't give up. He said the right words to me because it cut me like a knife. I felt like I had no strength. See, God gives people the right words. You pray when you're dealing with somebody, pray, Lord, give me the right words to say to them. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know if their mama died. You don't know if their grandmom dad died. You don't know what's going on. God, give me the right words. Give me the word of wisdom. Give me the word of knowledge. Give me the word of prophecy to be able to speak to them. Why? Why are you here? I'll tell you why you're here. It's for his glory. Amen. You're not here to make $1 million. I hope you do. But you're not here on this planet. You're not here to glorify yourself.
That's right. Amen.
God saved you. He saved you for his purpose. Amen. What you got to do is say, Lord, help me to fall in line. Let me fall in line with what you want with me. If I fall in line with what he wants, I'll be a success. Mike talked about that the other night, talking about success wasn't a thing for a church or a Christian. It was a call. But if you'll fall in line with God, you'll be successful. If not, you know what you're going to do? You're going to mess up your whole life, and you'll screw it up, and you'll be so messed up, and you'll say, well, I'm saved. Thank God I'm going to heaven. At least I think. But if you make up your mind, I'm going to fall in line with what he wants. Not my will, but thine be done. You hear that all the time around here. Not my will, but thine be done. But I'm telling you, man, it works. Because you know what Peter said? Jesus said something to him. He said a hard saying. He said, unless a man eats my flesh and drinks my blood, he'll not have no part with me. And all the disciples, the Bible says disciples turned around and went back. They said, man, that's a hard saying. How can we eat his flesh and drink his blood? And they walked off. And Peter and James and all of them standing there. And they said, he said, are you all going to leave me too? You know what they said? Peter said this. He said, Lord, you got the words of eternal life. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? I'm going to be a millionaire. What happens when they don't happen? I'm going to be a star. What happens when it don't happen? And then when you do have it, if you do get it, miserable as a... Well, I have money. Yeah? There, you'll have a lot of friends that'll take it from you. You know what's sad? Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was almost half a billion dollars. Guy ain't got nothing to show for his life. He got pride. Mike Tyson, you know, Don King beat him out of it. Don King. Anyway, we'll have to stop right there. We'll get in this thing next time. Amen.